Thanks for joining us on Community Connection. Brian Johnson and Matt Foote, they're looking for a few good arm wrestlers. I'm making that motion, and so is Brian. Their group, Grip Reapers, are hoping to attract some new members, including some younger folks, and they both joined me on the show this morning. We're going to start with Brian. Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, how did you get into arm wrestling?
Well, I got to tell you, I've been doing it on and off with my father and parents, like a lot of us did throughout our lives. But it was the old style, like on a hood of a truck or, you know, anywhere, you know what I mean?
Oh, for like bragging rights. And
bragging, right, okay. Right.
Yeah.
But when I really got interested in it was right after the COVID period. I got a stray video of Michael Todd and Devin Lorette, both really elite pullers. And they made a collaboration video. And after I saw that and how it was on the table, the real rule set, and I was hooked right there. Right there. So about 5 years.
Okay. Now you said pullers. Is that what the term is? Pullers.
Pullers, yes.
Okay. As opposed to wrestlers.
Well, right. That's right. And it is called arm wrestling because it's a series of moves and counter moves. It's literal wrestling, but with just your arm. So there's a lot of technique, a lot of strategy that's involved in split second thinking, reactions. It's all part of the game. And it is a pulling sport. It's a pulling strength sport. And I would say 70% of it is strength and 30, maybe even 40% is technique and style.
Yeah. Matt is pointing to his head, but I'll chat with you about that in a minute. We had George on yesterday, George Shanty.
Oh, sure.
Who's also Big George, right? Exactly. And he's Big George for a reason.
Yeah, yeah.
Talk about technique for you, because really there is a style. There is a method to this, right?
There is. And it's about, a lot of people use the term leverage. And, you know, we're all born different, size hands, forearms, everything. We're all different. And so getting comfortable to where you can access your power is one of them. So that's where practice comes in. There are a lot of techniques that you can employ. Like I'll just name a few, the top roll, the hook and drag, low drag, high posting. Those are just some of the terms we use. And each one of them has a counter move offensively and defensively. So it's really calculating your opponent and adjusting your to where you can access your power all at once, because it's a wrestling match, really.
And we should say, and I don't think I'm outing you in any way, but you are closer to 60.
I am right now,
you
56.
And I are the,
yeah, I'm
oh, okay.
56.
Right, I'm
yep.
50. What am I? I don't know what I am. Something. But age is not necessarily an issue, right? This is not about being younger or, right? It's not a...
It isn't. Yeah. It's not an issue because, and this is what I've found, I've played sports really my entire life, you know, collegiate sports, everything up through. And power is the last thing that goes. You may be a little slower, but then you can use your knowledge of the whatever sport you're doing to make up for that little bit of, you know, maybe speed or reaction time. You know, I can't run as fast or jump as high, so I can stand there and really exert and redline, and it's a good feeling to be able to do that.
Brian, this is fun. Thank you.
Thank you. I've really enjoyed it. Thank you.
So when I was chatting with Brian, you pointed to your head, right? Like, what is also the mental part? I mean, clearly physical, arms.
Learning how to read your opponents, learning to harness the adrenaline and not letting the adrenaline come out too fast and then wasting yourself. So you have to learn to, it's a lot of self-control and a lot of thinking involved in it.
So how are you reading your opponent?
So, you know, if I walk up to the table and I see the way they position your body, I know that they're going to go inside for a hook. And my counter is going to have to be a top roll, or I have to meet them on the inside. A lot of people, when they come inside really, really, really fast, so you have to either be quick to come out and roll out of it and get your hands out of there because these guys are strong, or you have to meet their strength and meet them right in the middle, wrist for wrist. So knowing what you're getting into, knowing your counter before that the match starts is a big part of it.
Is there an intimidation kind of thing? There is? Okay, you're both shaking your heads. Brian's shaking. There is?
Yeah, I'm huge at that. I get fired up at the table. I'm screaming, hooting, hollering, talking smack to my opponents the whole time.
So you can kind of do that before a match? I don't know if that's
the right word,
but...
Everybody gets fired up. I say everybody. Some people are more quiet. I like to try to get in people's heads, try to talk smack to them, get up, mess with their hands, pull back and forth before, make the refs set our grip, I'm not going to give somebody a grip. Like if they got my thumb too high and I don't like it, I'm going to pull my hand out before we get started. So you have, there's a lot of thinking before the strength comes into it.
Okay. We're trying to get you some new members, so we should address that.
Yes, we should.
All right. So how, if people want to reach out to you, Matt, I mean, how do they do it?
On Facebook.
Okay.
Matt Footer on Facebook or Northern New York Grip Reapers Facebook page.
You have a Facebook page.
Yes, you do.
Brian Johnson, Matt Foot, they are helping to build their arm wrestling club called Grip Reapers. We'll put up a link on our Facebook page as well. Absolutely. And then I'll be challenging you both to some arm wrestling after the show.
Absolutely. That's awesome.
Don't mess with me. Thank you both for coming in.
Thank you for having us. This is awesome.
That's very good. Thank you.
All right, everybody. Grip Reapers. You can find them on Facebook. And we will see you tomorrow on Community Connection.